reciting the Tarawih Salah, the 8th juz was recited. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins mentioning that some people are so stubborn, so much of pride and arrogance they've got within themselves, that if clear signs of Allah ta'ala's qudrat and power comes to them, then they will not be prepared to accept. So the main thing is, when a person is not prepared, he is obstinate, he does not want to accept, then a person will, no matter what signs is brought in front of that person, he will not be prepared to accept. So a person must have tawadu and humility within himself, and then easily a person will accept. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that for every Nabi we had made enemies, in the forms of human beings also, and in the forms of jinnat. So this is a system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every human being also will have enemies in his life. We have to ask Allah ta'ala all his protection from our enemies. Surah Falak, Surah Nas is protection of physical enemies, spiritual enemies. A person must continue reciting them and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help and assistance. So this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yuhi ba'dhum ila ba'din zukhrufal qawli ghurura. And they will inspire some of them with other people with funny things, beautified speech. And outwardly they will bring it very, very fanciful. It looks very nice what they are saying. But in actual fact, it's complete batil, complete falsehood. That is why wahi and revelation, what has come to us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as understood by the sahaba, tabi'in, tabi tabi'in, the great fuqaha and muhaddithin, you have to accept that wholeheartedly, so a person doesn't become fall into deception, because the wording that Allah says, huzukhruf al qawli, it's like something which is covered with gold, a covering, beautiful, it looks very, very beautiful, but inside it is hollow, it's nothing at all. One example of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that wa in tuti akthara man fil ardi yudilluka an sabilillah. If you have to follow majority of the people who are on the earth, they will turn a person away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From here the ulama writes that, for example, the belief of democracy, that the system, that this is a more just system, a better system, is complete, it's a fallacy, and people are thinking we follow the majority. If you follow the majority of people, they will turn a person away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a country also, majority of the people you find are women, are the children. So how can you follow majority? And if you're following the woman and the naqisatul aql, and then you're following, the men will be less in amount. Also in any society, if 80% of the people are foolish and 20% are intelligent, then you're going to be following the 80% of the foolish people compared to the 20% of the intelligent people. So Allah Ta'ala has given us certain laws, even the Khalifa of the time, we do not follow him. But he also is Khalifatullah, he's the Khalifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah's laws are divine. And Allah Ta'ala has complete understanding. And any human being who makes certain laws, obviously he'll be making it in his favor, for his benefit. So that is why Allah Ta'ala says that it's a fallacy that say you follow majority of the people, you will be on the right path. Allah says, you will look on sabirillah, yattabi'una illa dhann. They are only following their gumas and their desires and their thoughts. So this is completely incorrect. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that a person must eat dead animals in which Allah Ta'ala's name is taken upon, if you really believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unless a person is forced to, and it's halat and conditions, then a person is forced to eat a day, if permission has been given for him. وَذَرُوا ظَاهِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَبَاطِنَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, leave out outward sins also and inward sins. Also all kinds of sins. So many people say that about outside, I'm okay, I'm a Muslim, but don't judge me. So this is completely wrong. Allah Ta'ala first mentions ظَاهِرَ الْإِثْمِ, the outward sins a person was abstained from, and then the inward sins. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the first example of a believer is a non-believer. A non-believer is like a dead person. But then when Allah ta'ala gives him life by iman, and Allah ta'ala makes a nur with him, the nur of iman is within a person, and a nur of amal is within a person, can he ever be like a person who is in darkness completely? They can never ever be equal. The person, the believer and the non-believer, they can never be equal. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, whoever Allah wants to guide, then Allah opens up his heart towards Islam. Allah ta'ala opens up his chest towards Islam. So then when the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when his ayat was revealed, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when a person's chest is open up for Islam, then his heart opens up completely and the light of Iman enters. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are there any signs for a person to know whether Iman has entered into his heart? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, there are three signs, and a person will realize now that Iman has entered into the crevices of the heart, the nur of Iman has entered into his heart. The first one is At-tajafi an daril ghurur. Then a person is disinclined from this world of deception. If a person turns away from this house of deception, he understands the reality of this world, so he turns away from it. Well, inabatu ila daril khulud. And a person turns his attention towards the house, the everlasting house of the akhirat, where he will live forever and forever. His attention is towards the day now. And wal isti'adadu lil maut qabla nuzulihi. And a person starts preparing for death before the coming down of death. Before death occurs, he's already preparing for death. When these three signs are in a person knows now the light of Islam, the light of Iman has entered into a person's heart. So every one of us must judge ourselves. to see how much of iman is within ourselves. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about some funny beliefs which the mushrikeen had in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like in today's time, we've got many, many customs amongst people. And the whole thing is why they're following the customs, because our forefathers, they were doing it. So just whatever our forefathers, not people on hidayah, but people on guidance, on misguidance, they were just doing, our forefathers were doing it, so we must continue remaining in it. So all customs, whether it comes to janazas, whether it comes to weddings, whether it comes to all, we just follow our forefathers and we continue. Whereas we have got our own tariqah and way, that is the way of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, forefathers in hidayat. A person will follow that day, inshallah, he will be saved from all customs. He's following the sunnah tariqah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Anbiya and all the pious predecessors. A person will be on the right path. And some of these customs we find are so funny and so foolish and so stupid, but the people used to believe in them. Yeah, Allah ta'ala mentioned some of them, that some things are haram for the men, they are permissible for the woman, or they are permissible for the men, haram for the woman. All funny beliefs. And if an animal is born, once the tenth child is born, then we cannot eat the animal. All the funny things, when a person looks at it, he laughs at it. And all the customs still today we find, it has got exactly the same thing. It's so foolish, it doesn't make sense at all. But unfortunately, just because it's in vogue amongst the people follow it. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions certain of the laws of Allah ta'ala, the 10 laws, which may be the 10 commandments also, which comes in the Torah. And all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned the same laws. First one was, Allah tushriku bihi shay'an, do not make any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The tawheed, the oneness of Allah ta'ala. Wa bil walidaini ihsana. Yeah, Allah ta'ala is mentioning everything in a negative. But when it came to parents, Allah ta'ala didn't say, don't be disrespectful to your parents, or don't disobey your parents. Allah said, wa bil walidaini ihsana. Allah gave it in a positive way. And make ihsan towards your parents. Be kind towards your parents. As our Hazrat mentioned, that there are three levels. One is of zulam and oppression. That's impossible for one's parents. How can a person ever oppress his parents? The punishment will come already in this world. And the second level is of adl, insaf, justice. Somebody does good to you, you do good back to that person. So for other people, it's permissible. Other people, Allah commands us to adl with them. But for our parents, Allah Ta'ala is commanding us, وَبِلْ وَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, to make ihsan towards our parents, to be kind towards our parents. That means whatever our parents are doing adl for us, we have to do better for them. Do more than what they are doing for us. And the minimum we can do it is to make dua for our parents. Others, we can be able to fulfill the haqq and the rights of our parents. So Allah has given وَبِلْ وَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And so much of taqeed and emphasis, Allah Ta'ala took out the fail. وَأَحْسِنُوا بِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. When something is removed, it shows even more emphasis. وَبِلْ وَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Be very, very kind, compassionate towards your parents. Do ihsan and kindness towards them. Then Allah Ta'ala said, do not kill your children due to the fear of poverty. We are the ones granting you rozi, and we are granting them rozi. Now you're thinking, if I get another child, I will become poor. So Allah Ta'ala says, we are giving sustenance for you and to them. Some ulama mentioned very beautifully that there are two types of killing them due to fear of poverty. One is physical poverty, a person is frightened, so he kills his child. And one is spiritual poverty. Poverty, a person kills them. He fears that my child, how is he going to get rosy when he gets big? So unfortunately, how he kills his child spiritually, he sends him to a university, for example. And especially our daughters in today's time, person sends them to such an environment. So they are actually killing their children. They say that those people who kill their children physically, the benefit was that at least they send their children to Jannah. But today we are killing our children and we are sending them to Jahannam. We are sending them into the pits of Jahannam. They believe they are coming out of the belief system. So because of poverty, if I don't give my child a degree, then the person will become poor. But the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, taught his daughters Surah Waqiyah. And Uthman radiallahu anhu wanted to give him money. He said, do you fear poverty for my children? I told them Surah Waqiyah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever reads Surah Waqiyah every night, lam tusibul faqatu abadan. He will never ever get poverty in his life. So we teach our children these surahs. Obviously, the boys, we teach them a trade, whatever it is. And Allah Ta'ala is a giver of rozi and sustenance. And so many people we find in the world, that they are normal working class people. They are people who got no degree at all. But the amount they are earning is far, far greater. People working under them are people who have big degrees. And they've got so much of, they studied so much. But they are working under those people who got no degrees at all. So the system of rozi and sustenance comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, we are the one who gives them rozi and gives you rozi also. And وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الْفَوَاحِشَ. Do not come close even to immorality, outward immorality and inward immorality. Do not kill anybody which Allah Ta'ala has made haram upon a person. Do not come close to the wealth of the yatim and orphan. And وَأُفُ الْكَيْلَ وَالْمِزَانَ بِالْقِسْطِ. Also Allah mentions in the positive, all your business dealings and transactions, be very, very fair and just in it. Do not cheat and deceive anybody. And وَإِذَا قُلْتُمْ فَعَدِلُوا. When a person speaks, equal adal, speak the truth, speak with justice. Even if it's for a family member, you have to speak against him sometimes. The person must be fair and just. And wa bi ahadillahi awfu, fulfill all the pacts and promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You've got the straight path, follow the straight path. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that Musa alayhi salam, Allah granted him the kitab. And the Quran Sharif Allah has given, anzalnahu ilay mubarakun, very full of barakat and blessings. Fattabi'uhu, follow this kitab in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come upon a person. After the end of, near the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, man ja'a bil hasanati falahu ashru amsaliha. A person who brings good, on the day of Qiyamah, he will get 10 times that amount. This is the great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here, Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to mention that Allah ta'ala didn't say, man fa'al al hasanata, a person who does a good action. But he said, man ja'a bil hasanati, a person who brings forward a good action. So just doing an action is not sufficient. But after doing the action, a person has to protect that action. And he has to take it before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes the action is destroyed by show or by some other actions. We break the rights of other people. The amal is taken away from a person. So if a person brings it sound properly on the day of Qiyamah, it is qabool in the sight of Allah ta'ala, then Allah will multiply it 10 times for him. On the other hand, man ja'a bisayyati, a person who brings forth an evil, then he will be only recompensed in a similar amount. No zulm and oppression will be done upon him. So if a person brings evil, that means if a person does an evil action but he makes tawbah, on the day of Qiyamah he won't come with that evil, Allah won't punish that person. This is the great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here also the ulama, we can see the mercy of Allah ta'ala. You do a good action, 10 times the reward. But an evil action, only 1 time Allah ta'ala will punish a person for this year. This is the great kindness and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of the surah, right? He mentions about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the part of his, that everything in his life, my salat, my forms of ibadat, my living and my dying is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has got no partner at all. I have been commanded with this year, and I am the first of the people to accept the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala said, Allah has made us the khalifas of Allah on the earth, and the whole object was liyabluwakum fima atakum. Allah is testing a person in this world. This world is the examination hall, examination place. So a person has to see now whether he will pass. Inna rabbaka sari'ul iqab, if a person is unsuccessful, Allah is very severe in punishing. But on the other hand, wa innahu laghafurur rahim, Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. Allah wants to enter us into his forgiveness and his mercy. Only a person must go on that path, try to make an effort in his examination. The next surah is Suratul A'raf. A'raf is one place between Jannah and Jahannam. So far till now, we are asking Allah Ta'ala for hidayat on the straight path. So Allah Ta'ala showed us all the harms and all the nuqsan, all the different fitnas of women, the Jews, the Christians, the Dastarkhan and the animals and the livestock and the businesses and all of these things. Now we've come into the middle section. And after the surah, Allah Ta'ala mentioned the stories of the Anbiya alayhi salam. Now this is the people of hidayat. Yusuf alayhi salam, Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, Kalimullah, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Surah Taha and all the other Anbiya alayhi salam. I mentioned in great detail after this year. So Allah says, you want hidayat, then follow the path of these people. The stories of the Anbiya alayhi salam, the incidents of them, the person will get hidayat. In this surah also, Allah Ta'ala speaks against many of the practices which the Arab people had in their time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the day of Qiyamah, a person whose scales are heavy, that those people are successful. On the other hand, a person whose scales are light, then these are the people who have completely lost and destroyed themselves in this world and wasted their time. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it's the incident of Haqq and Batil, where Allah ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and he commanded the angels to make sajda. They all made sajda besides Iblis and Shaitan. He was not prepared to make sajda. And the reason for this was his pride. Ana khayru min, I am better than him. You created me from fire, and you created him from sand. They say, awwalu man qasa Iblis, the first person who made qiyas and used his logic against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To use logic is permissible. Allah ta'ala has given a person a brain. But when a person uses it against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so the first person to do so was Iblis. So Allah ta'ala expelled him from Jannah. And look at the disrespect which Iblis showed. Qala fa bima aghwaytani, after making a mistake, he did not accept his fault and weakness. But he said, oh Allah, because you made me, you must guided me. He attributed towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, we look at Adam alayhi salam, Rabbana zalamna anfusana. He made a mistake immediately. Ya oh Allah, we have made zulam upon ourselves. We have done wrong. And if you don't forgive us and have mercy upon us, we will be in loss. So because of that, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was inspired to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask for forgiveness. And Allah ta'ala forgave him. Allah raised his rank. On the other hand, Shaitan was completely destroyed. Disrespect, and he made a wrong, and then he tried to justify himself, and he showed a lot of bi'adabi to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, disrespect. And Shaitan took a qasam, I will come to man from in front of them, from behind them, from their right side, from the left hand side. Ulama give different tafsir of this, yeah. One is I will come to them from the front, from dunya, and show them, beautify dunya for them. From behind, the akhirat, I will put them in doubt regarding the akhirat. I will come from the right hand side, the good amal and actions, and I will try to destroy it. And I will come from the left, from the side of ma'asi, and then I will beautify it for them, and completely immerse them in gunas and sins. In different directions I will come from them. But وَلَا تَجِدُوا أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ, you will not find most of them will making shukr and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dr. Abdullah Arifi rahmatullah alayhi used to say that this is the solution for a person to be saved from shaitan and all his tricks. A person who has the quality of shukr within himself, inshallah Allah will protect him from all of the attacks of shaitan, from all of their different directions. And some ulama have said that shaitan did not say, I will come to insan from the top and from the bottom. So they say from the top is when a person makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever we are in problems, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from the bottom, a person will try to keep his gaze low, looking down always. So a person, inshallah, will be protected from all the four sides where shaitan comes to a person. Anyhow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expelled shaitan. And when Adam alayhi salam was living in Jannah for a while, shaitan came and made waswasa to them. And he came and he promised them, he took a qasam on the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am a well-wisher, and I want to give you benefit. You must become an angel, or you will live forever and forever if you eat from the fruit. Any guna and sin, shaitan beautifies it for people. And when they ate from the fruit, then they eventually saw the evil effects of it. Their private parts became exposed. They started covering it immediately. That's the nature of human beings. He will try to cover himself. And immediately Adam alayhi salam, he asked Allah ta'ala for forgiveness for the error which he had made. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately accepted the tawbah of him. And he was sent into this world thereafter as the Khalifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you will be enemies of one another in this world. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, four places in this surah, Allah mentions Ya Bani Adam. This is the only surah in the Quran where Allah mentions Ya Bani Adam. O son of Adam, not Muslims, but the whole of human beings. And three of those ayat are referring to clothing. In three of those ayat of the four, Allah Ta'ala refers to clothing. So Allah said, we have sent down clothing upon you people to cover your private parts as a means of beautification and beauty for a person. And let shaitan not put you into deception. Like how he took out your parents out of Jannah, how he took you out of Jannah by removing your clothing. This was a direct attack of shaitan to remove the clothing of people, because when people's clothing is removed, immorality becomes common. And when immorality becomes common, a person cannot think and he falls into guna and sin. And then eventually his path towards Jannah is completely closed. He turns away from the path of Jannah. And this is the great effort which has been made today in the immorality. In the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they used to make tawaf of Kaaba Sharif naked. And in today's time, all nakedness, etc. And this is actually against the fitrat of human beings. Because Allah refers to Ya Bani Adam, O son of Adam, I'm giving you this command, be very careful. So Allah Ta'ala mentions three ayat, three of the four places of Ya Bani Adam, that a person has to be careful about his clothing. And I was mentioned once, that in the surah before that, Adam alayhi salam and Hawa, they ate from the wrong fruit, which they were prohibited. And because of that, their clothing came off. So in there is a sign, a person's food has a very great effect upon a person. The food a person has, a person always eats swine. Immorality automatically comes into a person. A swine is an animal, which is the only animals which commit homosexuality actions. They say it's a swine. And there's one other animal, maybe it's a monkey. These are the two animals which commit the actions of homosexuality. And a person who eats that kind of food also, then automatically those desires come within a person, and a person is involved in those filth and dirt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect and save us. Then in the end of this papara, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the last quarter, he mentions about the people of Jannah and the people of Jahannam, and the discussion they will be having with one another. And then the people who will be in the middle, Ashabul A'raf, those people, some ulama say, with evil actions and good actions were equal. And then eventually they will be granted into Jannah, but they will have to wait for a certain while. It should be a bit of difficulty for a person. And the people of Jahannam will be asking the people of Jannah, give us a little bit of water. They say, Allah has made it haram upon us. We can't even give them the water to drink, because they had made their deen a pastime and a mockery, and this worldly life had deceived them. Today Allah will forget them, like how they had forgotten meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the last few pages, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the incidence of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. The Anbiya alayhi salam, Allah mentions this incidence over and over in the Quran. One is to give tasalli and console Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's heart. One is for us to take lesson that the people of piety will always be successful, and the people of immorality and evil and wrongdoing, eventually Allah will destroy them many times in this world also, sometimes not in this world, but definitely in the akhirat. So Allah Ta'ala mentions the incidence of the Anbiya alayhi salam in great detail. Here Allah Ta'ala mentions about Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he came to his people, how they were not prepared to accept him, but finally they were destroyed and he was successful. Hud alayhi salam went to his people, Qawmi Aad, and he also conveyed the message to them. He told them to remember the ni'mat and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the past nations, how they were destroyed. But the people were not prepared to accept, they eventually were destroyed. Salih alayhi salam went to his nation, Qawmi Thamud, and they also, he showed them clear signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudrat. They actually destroyed the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and eventually they also were destroyed. Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, he went to his people, and he said, are you fulfilling your desires with men, living besides women? You are people who have exceeded the bounds. What they said, أخرجوهم من قريتكم, take out these people from your city. إنهم أناس يتطهرون, they are very pure people. When a person gets involved in immorality and perversion, his mind becomes so warped that something supposed to be good, purity, he looks down upon it, he starts mocking at it. So they actually mocked at it, that these people are pure people, get them out of our cities. Allah Ta'ala says, we saved him and his family members, except his wife. She unfortunately also liked the tariqah and the way of those people, so she eventually was also destroyed. In the last incident, Allah Ta'ala mentions about Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam. He went to Madian and he called the people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they were people who were cheated in their business transactions, and they used to make a lot of zulm and oppression in that way there. And he said, be fair, there's so much of goodness and barakat Allah will place with you if you are fair. But they were not prepared to accept. Eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment came upon them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and save us from all of these evil actions and the beautiful actions of the Anbiya alayhi salam and the five people. Allah give us tawfiq always to follow their footsteps and their pathway.